This edition of Nation Talk is brought to you by Marriott Hotels and Resorts Canada. Book your individual business, workshop, conference, retreat, or gathering at a Marriott hotel near you.
Hello, listeners. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Kelly Lindsay, President and CEO of the Aboriginal Human Resource Development Council. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks. Looking forward to this.
Awesome. Of course, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us, Nation Talk and Aboriginal Human Resource Council. We've done great work in the past. Obviously, our listeners know a lot about you and the organization, but maybe just a quick breakdown about yourself and the organization before we really get into the nitty-gritty.
Well, you know, the council has been around now since 1998, and, you know, over that time, our focus really hasn't changed. It's about engaging workplaces and employers. And as we do that, we're over the last, since last year at Inclusion Works, I mean, we've expanded. We did our agreement last year with the Native American HR Association. We see employers wanting to do work both in Canada and abroad. We were down in Australia in March looking at how they can adapt our products and services and the inclusion continuum for down under. You know, we're slowly coming out of this economic recovery. It's a slow, retracted recovery. But we are seeing signs of optimism, which shines the light on employment and business for Aboriginal people.
Definitely, of course. And I know one of your biggest things at the Aboriginal Human Resource Council is the Aboriginal Procurement Training Program you have. Maybe if you want to tell some of our listeners more about that and just how incredibly unique and opportunity-producing it is for both organizations and the Aboriginal population as well.
Well, it's one of the strategies, as we listen to employers about what their needs are. We're hearing from employers that they want to climb the inclusion continuum, and this is our 7-stage roadmap to becoming an employer of choice. And really, employers find that they climb this continuum around 4 areas. 1 is around people and skills. 2 is around procurement. 3 is around the area of corporate social responsibility. And 4 is in the area of communications and marketing. So, Nick, as you alluded to, procurement is one of the new online tools that we developed. You know, to date, there's been no training programs in the area of Aboriginal procurement for large companies. And it's really meant for rookie companies who are new to the Aboriginal issue to learn about the opportunity to engage their company, to engage that part of their company in inclusion strategies. So we're pretty excited that it has both an online version for companies as well as an instructor-led. And it's really going to help with this supply chain approach to procurement. We're really excited that the leadership circle is growing. It's doubled in size. And we just did a press release this week announcing the 25 new companies. And really, it's companies that are very committed, very serious about actually making inclusion work in their workplace and climbing the inclusion continuum, the 7-stage roadmap to becoming an employer of choice. So our focus, again, is back to employers, the workplace, and really creating this social and economic prosperity that we're all seeking. We're making some progress and getting some real results with them.
Definitely. Well, that's a lot of work. Great organizations, even more getting on board. Just to repeat, for organizations, they can get this program online and as well instructor-led?
Yeah, when we developed the program, we brought together companies from across Canada to help develop and beta test it. What we were hearing from companies is they want online learning solutions. Companies want better performance-based, more economical approaches to training and learning. So all of our programs and strategies at the council are going to have these online components. We are doing webinars and training, and procurement follows that as well. But in addition, you know, some companies do like the face-to-face, and so we will always do the instructor-led. But one of our anchor partners is PMAC, and PMAC is the Procurement Management Association of Canada. I think it has something like 7,000 members. And we just know that there are many, many companies and managers who aren't that aware of the opportunities to learn about Aboriginal procurement. And so that's one of the target markets for this outreach, is to really acquaint them with procurement and build their competencies, their knowledge, know-how. And we're pretty excited about it because in addition to the online training, we had an opportunity with VanOck. VanOck has a legacy initiative where they passed on their procurement knowledge and assets and insights, and they've housed that with our council, so we'll be able to provide that online to companies, and they can gleam all those excellent insights from the VanOck, very successful procurement initiatives at VanOck with our Olympic and Paralympic Games.
Definitely sounds like a lot of advantages for everyone involved. So an incredible, unique program like this, how long did it take to develop?
Well, from start to finish, it was a year process. We had to engage trainers, design folks, and then bring together a beta test group of both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal companies. So it was about start to finish a year. And, you know, thank you to, you know, groups like Indian Northern Affairs for they provided the seed dollars to make this happen. And then, of course, companies are going to be able to purchase the program and become sustainable.
So with this program, obviously, it sounds great, but why is it important for these organizations to really get it into their organization, essentially?
Well, you know, you look at supply chain specialists inside companies, and for many of these companies, the Aboriginal issue has been relegated to either HR or to corporate affairs. So they have their own internal challenges in a large company actually getting the Aboriginal issue migrated across the organization. So in this training program, it really starts with helping these supply chain specialists understand the business case for Aboriginal inclusion, how to build their supplier networks, how to actually build a strategy and a policy framework for procurement, understand what qualifies as an Aboriginal company, look at things like procurement practices that they currently have and what could they do to adjust those practices to better reach Aboriginal firms. And so these are just some of the things that happen with and help them in their evaluation, contracting, and monitoring activities so they can be more successful with Aboriginal firms, with First Nation, Métis, and Inuit companies across this country. That, in turn, is going to stimulate employment, because if we can get our Aboriginal companies more business, more activity, they're going to need more employees to generate those products, programs, and services. So that's our strategy, and we think it's going to be very successful, and having the online version is already receiving a great response.
Definitely. Well, what you're doing is really giving confidence to both the organization, and confidence in business is massive because it leads to trust. In business is trust. So obviously, the Aboriginal Human Resource Development Council, you guys have a lot of great things going on throughout the year. But coming up is Inclusion Works 11. This is pretty incredible, and a lot of great organizations are coming on, and they have in the past as well, too. But let's get our listeners more information about this.
Well, Inclusion Works 11 is pretty exciting. It has two major components. We're doing our third annual recruitment fair. We're bringing more than 50 grads from across Canada for live interviews with companies. It's a pretty exciting day, lots of energy in the room. We do a skill build with the grads the day before, and then they go into these live interviews with companies, and there's a lot of chemistry and just a lot of excitement in the air. And it actually leads in some cases to job offers. It certainly leads to continued dialogue and leads to creating career opportunities for these companies, and helps companies reach to the talent that we have across this nation and helps them climb the inclusion continuum. So that's one aspect. The other thing that's new this year is we took our learning event, and it's really shaped around case studies, and it's designed for our partners. Our partners all have an opportunity to present case studies, and we're actually going into what I call this deeper management learning to really get at what are some of the challenges that people and leaders have inside firms, trying to move these and develop these strategies and then move them forward. So it's much deeper than you won't see the word conference anywhere. It's not a conference anymore. It's actually modeled around executive MBA learning using case studies. And so we're sort of going to, I have this saying that we have to help develop people inside in order to do this work outside. And so we're taking a more, I think, thoughtful approach, and we're looking at case studies in each of those four areas of an organization in the area of HR, procurement, corporate social responsibility, and finally the area of communications and marketing. So it's a pretty exciting agenda. We've got some great thought leaders. We've got people like Brett Wilson, of course. Everyone knows him with the Dragon's Den, but Brett is a great philanthropist and very, very committed to social change, and so he fits very well with our agenda going forward. We've got Mr. Paul Klein with Corporate Social Responsibility, focusing on what are some of the latest trends. And finally, we have an American coming up, Dr. Manley Begay. And Manley's with the University of Arizona. He's worked on the Harvard Kennedy Project around governance. Many folks would know him up in Canada because he's been doing his nation-building courses here. And we really like this international connection because we do have our American friends on board. And Manley and I were just talking this week. You know, he's been down to Australia, New Zealand, other indigenous countries, and we really see an opportunity with our employers to look at how do we actually accelerate our efforts in international Indigenous inclusion. So that's another area that we're going to be exploring and putting forward at Inclusion Works 11 in Montreal, May 3, 4, 5. Beautiful time here in Montreal, and people can still register if they want to come and get some pretty deep learning.
Well, I hope you heard that, listeners. Get out there. It's going to be a wonderful event at Inclusion Works. A lot of great organizations. And, of course, Mr. Kelly Lindsay will be there as well, too. Thank you very much, listeners. Jimmy Gwetch.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Marriott Hotels and Resorts Canada. For participating hotels and resorts, click on the Marriott logo on our website. For more information, visit our website at nationtalk.ca. Thanks for listening.